Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. Hello, yes, I. No Kamesh. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Here the Tuesday podcast.
They just keep holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need armor to armor them down. I need armor to ram them down. They just keep teasing me. And you know they play like they don't know, provoking me. But this is all I know. I need a rama to run them down. I need a rama to hammer them down. To rama them down. I need armor to rama them down. Holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need armor to rama them down. I need armor to hammer them down. To run them down, I need armor to hammer them down.
I'm going to testify. I'm going to testify. What Jah has done. Thank you.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le Asamor Le Asamor Le Asamor Le Asamor Le Asamor Le Asamor Le Asamor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev Elohim Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all.
Oh, For the production and distribution of illegal plants. God, no photo currently available, claims to have created everything, including all illegal plants. We have evidence in writing from God. Quote, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of earth. End quote. Genesis of the Bible. Also wanted as a person of interest and co-conspirator, Jesus the Christ. Claims to be son of God and religious cult leader. Sought for interview in regard to knowledge of father's activities. Already nailed to the cross once by the Romans, reports suggest that he may have risen again. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Report all sightings to 1800 police state. Wanted for production and distribution of illegal plants, God. No photo currently available.
Lesson here, baby. You come at the king, you best not miss.
We'll be right back. I feel so good in my neighborhood, so here I come again. Got to ask, I don't know.
People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You're just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know? It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate, you can meditate, you can meditate.
Thank you. asphalt and chopper gym with eyes open. Sponge as I dream, prepared for 20 p.m. for steaming onto my lungs, can last forever. I'm smoking while I'm talking from my cushion, from my potion, bang Molly, we push. Hand up for pushing hands, super size Molly, telling my people the healing of the nation is the trees. So why not legalize the herb and set my family free?
The more you accept herb, the more you accept Rastafari. You dig what I say? We who accept herb. Herb is important, but herb is more important to the people who don't accept it yet, because that is a reality. I mean, it's not Sarelen, Sarelen is something that you crave, but you check it in your sense and say, herb. Herb is a plant. I mean, herbs are good for everything. Why these people who want to do so much good for everyone, who call themselves governments and this and that, why them say you must not use the herb? You see? And we take that and we can't find, we just see them just say, no, you must use it because it make you rebel. Against what?
19. We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligent, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlines.
Around your visit, Holy Father, must be attributed not only to your role as host.
Now I have seen where we will be, and what's good for all of humanity. Not ruled by doctrines of supremacy, our ideologies of bigotry. Now we will have to lead the world to peace and prosperity. Yeah, we will have to lead the world to love and unity. Cause a fake leader in the place of power they sit, from religion to politics, riding the wave of fear.
To the kind. Paramount, the Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down the night for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexist, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section, to the Genesixin, the frost mixing, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back in scripture, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, and they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Yes, good evening, good evening, good evening. Here, 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 the Rastafari Tuesday podcast. I'm Yadin. Right here, here, Testify Tuesday. So here we're in the 11th sabbatical study right here, known as Wayigash. And he drew near, speaking of Judah, Yehuda, to plead on behalf of his brother, with his disguised brother, the brother who they sold. They sold into slavery, some wanted to kill him. It's interesting, this family of fear right here, Joseph. So here in the reasoning, here in the sabbatical study, you know, we link this right here with even Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, as well, I and I, Rastafari Joseph. Right, you see some correspondences there, and even, you know, during his time, there was that connection of the Joseph. Right, Joseph, vis-a-vis the patriarch, and even with what was said about the ring that His Majesty, that Lion of Judah signet ring, that it was said that it was sent by Asa Wilson, His Majesty's physical, you know, natural fleshy son to his spiritual son. But anyway, let's pick up right here, here, here. This is after the part of concerning the cup, the cup, the cup, the cup. Remember the whole thing about the chalice and Benjamin, right? There's a lot that's embedded here in this narrative right here, here, here. But picking up right here, we're at the third day of the Shavuah, third day of the week, the strong here, the Tuesday, beginning from the first day that they call Sunday. So here the third Aliyah, we have the third and a part of the fourth Aliyah. Here we continue with Yosef. Joseph, he finally reveals himself to his brethren. Here in chapter 45, picking up with verse 8, right, verse 8, and then halfway into that section there, the third Aliyah, the third reading, we have Joseph's brethren blessed, and they are sent now to the patriarch, to Yaakov, and then the fourth picks up right here, here, here. So here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
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 And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, 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 Yisrael. Here for the Shalishi. For the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third Aliyah, third up offering, third reading, here, 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 for this Shabbat, Wayikash, here picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, known as Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshith, here picking up Genesis chapter 45, verse 8, for the Shalishi Aliyah. Wa'ata lo atem shelachetem oti hena ki ha Elohim vayasimeni lava lefaro ula adona le kolabeto Umoshella Bechola Aretza Mitzrayim. So now, it was not you that sent me, sent I hither, but Elohim, but Ha Elohim, we Ota. So now, we and Ota. And now, wa'ata, wa'ata, lo atem, shalachetem, otiya, hena. So now, not y'all, it was, wa'ata, wa'ata, lo atem, lo, not atem, not you all, not y'all. Sent me hither, shalachetem, oti, hena. But Elohim, ki ha Elohim, and he hath made me, and he hath made I a father to Pharaoh, ki ha Elohim, vayasimeni le'av le'pharaoh, and Lord, and Adon, and Atem, Aton, Atem, and Adon of all his house, of all his bayit. Ula Adon lekol beito. And a ruler, u Moshel, Bechol Aretz Mitzrayim, and a ruler throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. Wata lo atem shelachetem oti heina ki ha Elohim vayasimeni le'av le'faro ula Adon lekol beto. O Moshel bechol aretz Mitzrayim. Hey Shaw, go up, Aliyah up to Avi, to my father, and say to him, thus saith thy son Yosef, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Elohim, hath made I Adon, Atem, Aton, hath made I Adon, of all Mitzrayim. Come down to I, tarry not, and thou the I shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou the I shall be near to me, near to I, thou the I, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of Achi Binyamin, and the eyes of my Ach Benjamin Binyamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh to you, and ye and y'all shall tell my father of all my glory in Mitzrayim, and of all that ye, that y'all have seen, and ye and y'all shall haste and bring down Avi hither, Heya. And he fell upon his brother Binyamin, Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. Joseph's brethren blessed and sent to Yaakov and sent to Jacob. And the fame thereof was heard in Paro, in Pharaoh's bait, in Pharaoh's house, saying, Yosef's brethren are come. And it pleased Paro, Pharaoh, well, and his servants. And Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, said to Yosef, say to thy brethren, this do ye, this do y'all, lade your beasts and go, get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come to me, come to I, and I will give you the good of the land of Mitzrayim, of the land of Egypt, and ye and y'all shall eat the fat of the land. And hear, 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 Shema Israel, hear, 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 for the Rabbi, for the Rabbi, for the fourth Aliyah, fourth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayigash, Sabbath, and he came near and he drew near. Here, picking up first book of Moses, Genesis, Genesis chapter 45, here at verse 19, for the Revi'i, for the Revi'i, for the fourth. We ata zoreta zota esu kehu lachem me aret mitraim. Galota la tapkema we lina shechema una satema eta vikem ua batema. Now thou, the I, and the I, we ata, and the I, male, art commanded. This do ye, this do y'all. We'ata, tsueta, zota, esu. Now thou art commanded. This do ye, this do y'all. We'ata, tsueta, zota, esu. Take you wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Egypt. Kehu lachem me aret Mitzrayim. Kehu lachem. Take for you all. Take for y'all. Kehu lachem me aret Mitzrayim. Take your wagons out of the land of Mitzrayim for your little ones, for your little ones, and for your wives, and bring your father. Come. Kehu lachem me aretz Mitzrayim, egalot wagons, egalot litapkem, for your little ones, litapkem, ul lina shekem, and for your wives. We lin shekem for your wives. Una satem. And bring your father and come. Una satem etavi kem ua batem. Also, regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Mitzrayim, yours, and the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, and the sons of Yisrael did so. And Yosef, Ayusef, Yawasaf, and Yosef gave them wagons, galot, according to the command of Paro, Pharaoh, the great house, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them, he gave each man changes of raiment. But to Binyamin, to Binyam, to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of kesef, of silver, and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father, he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Mitzrayim, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat and food for his father.
by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said to them, see that y'all fall not out by the way. See that ye, that y'all fall not out by the way. Vayomer elehem al tirgzu badarek. Ala tirgzu badarek. See that y'all fall not out by the way. And they went up and they aliyed up. And they aliyed up. Vayaelu mi Mitzrayim. And they aliyed up and they went up out of Mitzrayim, mi Mitzrayim, and came into the land of Canaan to Yaakov, their father, and told him, saying, Yosef, Joseph, yet alive, and he, governor over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Yaakov and Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed, he amen them not, and told him, saying, Wayagidu lau, and told him, saying, Wayagidu lau, lemor od Yosef chai, od Yosef chai, and they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive. Od Yosef chai. Ki hu moshel be kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he is moshel. He is ruler over all the land of Mitzrayim, over all the land of Egypt. Ki hu moshel be kol aretz Mitzrayim. Waya ya faga liboa ki aloa hemin lahem. And his heart fainted, and his heart, and his heart, and his heart fainted. Waya faga libo, and his heart fainted. Wayafaga liboa ki lo hemin lahem. For he believed, he amained them not. Ki lo hemin lahem. Ki lo hemin lahem. For he amained lo hemin lahem them. And they told him all the words of Yosef, all the words of Joseph. Vayadabru elayo et kol dibrei Yosef, which he said to them. Asher diber elehem. And when he saw, the wagons, which Joseph had sent to carry him. Wayareta ha galota asher shalach Yosef la seita oto, the spirit, the irid of Yaakov, the spirit of Jacob, their father revived. Watachi ruach. Watahi ruach Yaakov abi hem. The spirit of Jacob, of Yaakov, their father revived. Watachi ruach Yaakov avihem.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make those pleas. For the seed some are sowing. Destroy peace.
Shabbat Wayika, 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 Wayomer Israel, Rav Od Yosef Bni Chai, 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 Elcha, we ereinu a bit rem amut, 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 and Israel say. Why Yomer Israel? It is enough, enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. Rav od Yosef abni chai elcha we erhein b'tarem amut. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, here. Picking up with Genesis chapter 46. Jake.
Of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Boom again, Shalom Chavarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
134.
Mizmor Kuf Lamedalet Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot. Shir HaMa'alot.
Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Barachu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
Kol avde Adonai, 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 Adonai,
which by night stand in the house of the Lord,
Adonai, 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 Ha'omedim bevet Adonai, Ballelot, Ballelot, Ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Seu yedechem kodesh.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
Ose shamayim va'aretz, va'aretz, va'aretz. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion, mitzion, mitzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
And here today's daily psalm, Psalm 134, here in the season. First light, Psalm 133, here, Psalm 134. Greetings in the temple, greetings in the Hekal, greetings in the holy place, greetings. Have fun.
Psalm 134. Behold,
diamonds and the money and pearls, I hope you read the music keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and drop it in our eyes. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Power.
one of them I say him control America. The next one I say him roll in a Russia. And one of them I say him control China. The next one I say him control Cuba. One a roll Libya, one roll Uganda. But it's the guns that are bust up in a Nicaragua. And every day them get up tuning like a gorilla. Gaddafi and the leader, me say down a Libya. Him not afraid of Ronald Reagan who a run America. Cause if them start the war up here, nuclear power. But every day them get up fighting like a gorilla. And fighting for the world we control by Jaja. But me ask you a question, me want to answer. Say where is the throne of Alice Obama? Me say down Africa, down in a Ethiopia. And some states are dead and they don't have no one. But when them don't give it to a prime minister, I give a president or a year a leader. If a guy touch the soul, just set him soul on fire. Come and take it from the cat, the beer, back rider. We may call it under pressure of the world, under pressure of the mother. Under pressure of the world, under pressure of the father. Under pressure of the world, under pressure of the father. Under pressure of the world, under pressure. To the leaders of the world and them and fight me for war. And every day them get up living like a gorilla. It's a million has been up on the nuclear power. And all over the world poor people are suffer. But the way them don't take them on the feet suffer. Come take it from the cat, the bear, back rider. You know here we are going down in South Africa. Poor people was killed by fly and mosquito. And I listen Mr. Cat and murder me charge for. We say Africa the land of the black doctor. But the white man invade and rip off with silver. Yes, them take off with gold and make up a gondola. And every day them have the black man under pressure. We will call it under pressure the world. Under pressure to the mother. Under pressure the world. Under pressure, yes. Under pressure the world. Under pressure. We say ribidibidubade. Ribidibidibidubade. Ribidibidubade. Ribidibidibidubade. Is it Mr. Cat you want it done? Lord. Is it Mr. Cat you want it done? Yes, we call it under pressure the world. Under pressure to the friend them. Under pressure the world. Under pressure. Yes, them lock off the lights and lock off the water. The bill and with them said me can't find a dollar. Cause me can't get a work for me some $20. And I hope me y'all gonna feed me so baby mother. Wanna rest a jungle.
Here, here, here. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Today's Daily Psalm. Greetings in the temple. Greetings in the holy place. Right here, here, here. We're going to ride off the Royal Amharic. Compare verse by verse with the Royal Amharic in the KJV version. Today's Daily Psalm. Greetings in the temple. Greetings in the holy place. Yes, I. Rastafari.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And here, here, here. Yeah, we'll have it with the greetings rhythm, and then we'll go through the verse, verse by verse. Yes, I, verse by verse, following up after this right here, here, here. Yes, I.
Samantha, Enayest Eling, today's daily psalm is Mur Metosalasa Arat, Psalm 134, known as Yesirka Mezmur. Yesirk Mezmur. It's interesting, Yesirk of like the evening, speaking of the evening in a special way. We know that this is the...
Once again, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Mezmur Metos Halasasos. በከነፍ 130 የማዕረግ መዝሙር እነሆ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ በአምላካችን ቤት አደባባዮች የምትቆሙ እናንተ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሁላችሁ
በሌሊት በቤተ መቅደስ ውስጥ እጆቻችሁን አንሱ እግዚአብሔርንም ባርኩ ሰማይንና ምድርን የሰራ እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን ይባርክ
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion, 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 Psalm 134.
Mizmor kuf la medalet shir hamma'alot.
Behold, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye, bless ye the Lord.
Baraku et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord,
kol avde Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Seu yedechem kodesh.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord.
Uvarechu et Adonai, Adonai, Adonai.
The Lord that made heaven and earth.
Oseh shamayim va'aretz, va'aretz, va'aretz. Yevarechecha Adonai mitzion, tzion, tzion.
Bless thee out of Zion, 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 out of Zion.
Today's daily psalm is Mor Meto Salasa Arat, Psalm 134, known as Yesarka Mezmor, Yesark Mezmor. It's interesting, Yesark of like the evening, speaking of the evening in a special way. We know that this is the greeting in the temple, Yesark Mezmor. It's a song of degrees, and here concludes the Psalms of Degrees. We have the Psalms of Degrees being concluded in today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have these precious three verses, right here in today's daily psalm, greeting in the temple, in the Beit HaMekdesh, in the holy place. Yeh me'areg mezmor, yeh me'areg mezmor, a psalm of going up. In the Hebrew, we know it as a shir ha-me'elot, shir ha-me'elot, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. Today's daily psalm, the concluding psalm. Once again, song of degrees, a song of ascents is associated with the temple, the Heikal, the holy place, the Beit HaMekdesh, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house service. And we have an appropriate conclusion to the song of ascents, the song of degrees in today's daily psalm 134, which contains the greeting addressed by the worshipers to the priests and the Levites, the singers, the players of instrument, the priests and the Levites, together with the response of the latter. Some see this as the first verse being chanted by the high priest who was present in the temple on the occasion of the pilgrim festivals and the feasts. So here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, and here from the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Adamawi, Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side the KJV. Besama'ab, wewelid, wemenfes, kedus, hadu, amlak. Ye me arega mezmor, song of degrees of ascents. Eneho egziavi herin barku, damla tachin bait, Adababayoch yemitok omu nante ye exiavia bariawoch hulachu. Behold, bless y'all exiavia, sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father. All ye y'all servants of exiavia, the sustainer, the generous Ab, Father, which by night stand in the house of exiavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. And ho gziavi rin barku bamla kachin beta dababayo chemitok omu nante e gziavi bariawo chulachu belelit be beta mekdes wista e jochacho hunansu e gziavi rinem barku. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless Egziavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous Father. Belelit, in the night time, in the night season, Belelit, Bebeta Mekdes, Wist, Ejochachahun, Ansu, Egziavia, Hernim, Parku. Samayina midrin yesera, egziavi her kalsion yebarek. Egziavi, the sustaining, the good, the generous Ab, Father, that made Zion, that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Egziavi, the sustainer that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion, from Zion may he bless thee. I Samayina Nidrin Yesera Egziavi Her Kalsion Yebark Yebark Kalsion Yebark.
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion, 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 Zion.
Mizmor kuf lametal et shir hamma'alot. Hine barachu et Adonai, kol avde Adonai, ha'omedim bevet Adonai balelot. Se'u yedechem kodesh, uvarechu את אדוני. יברכך אדוני מציון, עושה שמיים וארץ.
مزمور متو سلاسة خص بك النف متو سلاسة يما أرق مزمور انه اكزيابير نبارك باملاكات جنبيت عدبابا وچم تقومو انان تا يكزيابير باريا وچ كلات بلي ليت ببيت مقرسو ستجو چاچون عنسو اكزيابير نبارك سماين النامدرن يسرى اكزيابير كتيوني بارك
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of
something, them style are 19, something, something, something.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Psalm Kof Lame Dalet, Psalm 134, Psalm C, XXXIV, Of Lamed Dalet. Psalm 134, greetings, is themed, greetings in the temple, in the Hekal, in the Beit Mikdash, the Beit Mekdash, the holy place, the holy house, in the Hekal, the greetings, the salutations. It's a Shir HaMe'elot, Shir HaMe'elot. It's a song of Aliyah, of going up. Shir, Ode, Shir HaMe'elot, of ascents, the Aliyahs, of the ascension psalm. It's a song of degrees, song of degrees, associated with the temple, the Hekal service. Have an appropriate conclusion in this psalm, Psalm 134, which contains the greetings addressed by the worshippers to the Kohanim, to the priests and the Lewim and the Levites, together with the response of the latter. The response of the priests and the Levites, the people, and the greetings of the people, the worshipers, to the ministers, the servants. So some say with a less probability suggest that if verse 1 were chanted by a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, who was present in the Hekal, in the temple, on the occasion of the pilgrim feast, the pilgrim feast and the pilgrim festival. So it's interesting in this season and the reason for the season. We ride up with today's daily psalm, the Kof Lamed Dalet, Shir HaMe'elot, Song of Ascents, also translated as a Song of Degrees. These three precious verses, the Aleph, Beit, and the Gimel, the three verses, the ABG. So we have the superscription, Shir HaMe'elot. And here we have an appropriate conclusion in this psalm to the songs of degrees, the songs of the Aliyot, the going up, Shir HaMe'elot, the HaMe'elot, the Me'elot, the going up, the ascension, the pilgrimage song during the time and the occasion of the pilgrim feasts and the pilgrim festivals. So the Aleph verse, and part of that is a superscription, the Shir HaMe'elot. Hine Barku Eta Yahuwah Yehovah Kol Abde Yahuwah Ha Omdim Bebeita Yahuwah Balelot. Behold, Hine, behold, behold. Look, see, here it is, Hine Barku Eta Adonai, Baruchu Eta Yahuwah. Bless y'all, Yod-Hei Wah-Hei. Bless y'all, He who be, who ye be. Bless y'all, Adonai. Baruchu Eta Adonai, all ye servants of Adonai. Kol Abdei Adonai, Ha-Omdim Bebeit Adonai Balelot, that stand in the house of Adonai in the night seasons. Behold, Hine, bless y'all, Yod-Hei Wah-Hei, He who be, we be, His Divine Majesty, all ye servants of He who be, who He be, His Divine Majesty. Kol Abdei Yehovah, that stand in the house, Ha Omdim Bebeita Yahuwah Balelot, in the night season, Balelot, Ba in Lelot, in the night seasons. So the servants of He who be, who He be, the Avdei, the Avdei Adonai, the Abdei Yahuwah, the Abdei, the ministers in the Heikal, the ministers in the service, right, that stand, they stand before Yod-Hei Wah-Hei, He who be, we be, Yahuwah, to do what? To minister, to serve to Him. We have this in Moshe's fifth book, the Sefer Devarim. Devarim, Devarim, these are the words in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 8 that stand Lifnei Yahuwah, to minister, to minister to Him. This is spoken of the Lewim, of the Levites. When do they stand to minister? In the night season, Balelot. Balelot, in the Lelot, Lela, the night, Lelot, the nights, Balelot, in the nights. The Lewim, the Lewawion, the Levites, they were employed in their work day and night. We have this recorded in 1 Chronicles, IX 33, 1 Chronicles 9 and 33. Where it reads that the Levites, the Lewim, were employed. Employed, this is employment, the service, right? In the work, in their work, in their work, day and night. Quote, they are exhorted, they are built up to fill the night with prayer, as well as watchfulness. watchfulness, that wakefulness and that watchfulness, and to let, to allow their hearts, to make their hearts go up, make their hearts aliyah. Right, make the heart aliyah. Thus we have a Shir HaMe'elot, HaMe'elot, song of going up, an ode of going up. So being exhorted to fill the night and the night seasons with prayer, as well as watchfulness, and to let to make their hearts, make I and I hearts go up in barakah. Right, the praise is going up and the baraka coming down. Right, make I and I hearts go up, aliyah, in baraka, in the barakat, to Egziabi, to sustain the good Father, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, the voice of praise of Isis should echo through the silent night and float over the sleeping and the resting city. The congregation, aggregations about to leave the crowded courts at the close of a day of worship, and now gives this parting salutation. And this is a charge. It's a charge to those who remain. So we have in this Aleph, the Aleph verse, Hine Baruchu et Yahuwah Kol Abde Yahuwah Ha'omedim Bebeit Yahuwah Balelot. The Beit verse, the second verse, Si'u, Si'u, Si'u Yidekem Kodesh. O Baruchu et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah. Lift up your hands, Siu, Siu, lift up Yidechem, Yidechem, Yidechem. Lift up your hands, Siu, Yidechem, Kodesh, Kodesh. Lift up your hands to the Kodesh, to the holy, to the sanctuary. The chapel, Selassie is the chapel. Su, Yidekem Kodesh. U Baruchu et Yahuwah. And bless y'all, he who be, who he be, Yod Hey, Weh Hey, his divine majesty. Lift up your hands in prayer. In prayer. In Psalm XXVIII. In Psalm 28, round about verse 2, as well as Psalm CXLI and 2, we have this in Psalm 141, round about verse 2, the lifting up, the lifting up. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands, the lifting up of the hands in prayer. So put your hands up. So Yidekem Kodesh, Ubarku et Yahuwah, and bless Jah Jehovah to the sanctuary, the Kodesh. This is in the direction of the Holy of Holies. Lifting up our hands in the direction of the Holy of Holies of the Ark. I am that Tabot, the Tabot. Here we have the third and the final verse that closes this series of the songs of degrees, the songs of ascents. Yibarekeka, 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 Yahuwah, Mi'etzion. Yibarekeka, Yahuwah, Mitzion. He who be, we be, bless thee. Yibarekeka, the I male. Yibarekeka, Yahuwah, Mitzion. Me from Zion, out of Zion. Yibarekeka, Yahuwah, Mitzion. Oseh Shamaim Wa'aretz, even he that made all say, Shamayim, heaven, the heavens, wa aretz, some say wa aretz, and the aretz, and the earthly plane. Now, here is the response of the officiants, those who are officiating the service, the ministers, the kohanim, the lewim. For the first half of the verse, we have a reference to Psalm CXXVIII. It's a Psalm 128, around about verse 5. The first, the response of the officiants, those who are officiating the service, making it official according to Jalor, in the first half of the verse in Psalm 128, round about verse 5, 4 and 5, round about that verse right here. So here we have, he who be who he be, bless thee, I, male, ye barekeka, Yehovah, meets Zion, out of Zion, bless each of the I. For three times in the year shall all of the males of Israel present themselves. So here, the response of the Kohanim, the Baraka of the Kohanim, is speaking to each of the Mandem, the sons, individually, but all of them collectively, but each one individually. Thus, Yibarekika, the Ka there, is speaking to you, male, the I, Yibarekika, Yehovah, Mitzion. Ose Shamayim wa aretz, he that made, Ose Shamayim, the heavens, wa aretz, may the heaven and the earth, the heavens and the earth, have Psalm 125, round about verse 14, 15. You have it right there. Yes, I give thanks and praise. Hine barku eta Yahuwah kola abade Yahuwah haomdim bebeita Yahuwah balelot siu yidekem kodesh u barku eta Yahuwah yibarekka Yahuwah mitzion. Ose Shamayim wa aretz. Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. Shir Hamalot. Hine Barhu et Adonai. Kol avde Adonai haomdim bebeit Adonai balelot siu yidechem kodesh uvarchu et Adonai yivarecheka Adonai mitzion ose shamayim wa aretz. Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. Shir HaMe'elot. Hine Barku Et Yahuwah Kol Abde Yahuwah HaOmdim BeBeit Yahuwah BaLeilot Siu Yidekem Kodesh UBarku Et Yahuwah Yibarekeka Yahuwah Mizion Ose Shamayim Wa Aretz.
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion.
Most high. Joe. Reverend Michael Something Daily. Four Rings International, Universal. Land, sky and sea, east, year and water. Tonight the glory be unto the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy One of creation. As Jah was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, the world without end.
Rastafari.
And continue.
This year the glory, glory, glory that we hail.
Haile Selassie, I am Marcos and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Glory, glory, glory that we yell. Haile Selassie, I am Marcos and Emmanuel. If you don't love my people and me culture, go to hell. Anyway, me I go sing it and I ring it like a bell. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. Haile Selassie, the mighty first, he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. Every knee shall bow and tongue confess. Haile Selassie, the mighty first, he guide we in a righteousness. Some other man will tell you any case. This year the king, the prophet, and the higher priest. There is no better way for me to trample the beast. Me celebrate as your victory and Mussolini the great. The power of Selassie, I has no limits. Children, be ready for the emperor. Selassie is the conqueror. The people protector. He is our savior.
Many are called but few are chosen. I was called and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Now, call in.
When I'm gonna look back, but here this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. We. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the cross. I feel yourself the left, the wrong, and a deal with the right, with a wrong. No pussy inside it. Tonight, with our guns, our bombs, our sword, our knife. As a soldier, we not gonna look back, but here this week. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. We. I climb in Jacob's ladder, Mr. Soldiers of the cross.
So here we're looking at this Joseph, actually the first Joseph in the book called the Bible, right? So Joseph, basic meaning of the name right here, Joseph, whom Jehovah will add to. Joseph, Jehovah shall increase. He shall increase progressively from perfection to perfection. Yosef, Joseph, son of Jacob, elder, he's the elder of the two, born to Yaakov by Rachel, Rachel. And in Genesis chapter 30, verse 24, and she called his name Yosef, saying, Yahweh, Jehovah, add to me another son. So Yosef, from the Sephar, Asephar, means to add, in that sense, Hebraically speaking. Now, some blessing, Baraka, on Joseph. We're just going to scroll over this right now because of time right here and just zoom in just to balance out here a meta reasoning for this 11th, the 1-1. So one Judah and one Joseph here. Metaphysically speaking, Joseph represents the state of consciousness in which we, I and I, increase. The name means to add, to increase. When she called him Yosef, add, Yosef, add to her another son. Yosef, Joseph is a state of consciousness in which I and I increase in character all along lines. We not only grow into a broader understanding, inner standing, come to overstanding, but there is an increase of vitality, liberty, and substance. Joseph is especially representative of the realm of forms. He was clothed, remember, with a coat of many colors. He was a dreamer and also an interpreter of dreams. The phenomenal was his field of action. Among the primal faculties of the mind, remember the 12 sons represent the 12 faculties of mind. Among the faculties of the mind, Joseph represents imagination. This faculty has the power to throw onto the screen of visibility in substance and life forms every idea, every seed idea that the mind may conceive. While the imagination is a very necessary faculty and is powerful and productive, yet it is belittled. It's just your imagination, you know, it's belittled, right? And often derided and scorned by the other faculties of the mind. While they are unawakened spiritually, while they are functioning in intellectual consciousness, instead of true spiritual, eretical understanding, eretical standing, inner standing and overstanding. This is where Joseph's brothers, and the reason why Joseph's brothers persecuted and falsely prosecuted him. Now, Joseph in Egypt is symbolic of the word of imagination in subconsciousness, or the involution, going within, in the most of the innocence of a high spiritual idea. Joseph in Mitzrayim in Egypt could be said to represent also our highest perception of truth, dealing with the realm of forms and bringing it into a more orderly state. Joseph, our high ideal of truth, comes down into the Mitzrayim, that disillumination, that lowland, that darkness even of sense consciousness, and under the law will finally raise it, under Torah, raise it into spiritual light and illumination. In the process, Joseph, he seems to die, but his bones, structure, remain. The substance of truth is an abiding presence, though its form may be lost to sight. Think about that with Jacob. Right? With Jacob and Joseph, You know what I mean? He's lost his sight, but it seems as though Jacob still had that realization, right? But he was lost his sight to all of them. They thought he was all gone, right? Anyway, there's some more to this right here, brothers and sisters. Not going to try to rush through this right here, right now, but I'll point the eye to the reference, Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on Joseph. Also, some of the key persons mentioned, the names within the Torah reading, the scriptures, even from time to time in the Psalms. Here, here, here. Let's just ride up with this for the first day, Psalm 24, a basic here, give ear here, 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 go KJV, basic read, today's first day, Psalm 24.
Upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah.
Yes, I, God bless the eye.
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the old city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Did he get teased for being mixed, being mixed, being mixed?
Yeah, worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected. Rejected, rejected, rejected. Yah Tahern is every meal.
My fathers are white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody's side. Me don't depend on the black man's side nor the white man's side. Me depend on God's side. The man who created me, who caused me to become from black and white. Black and white, black and white, black and white, black and white. Black and white.
Heard? Have you heard? Have you heard it? And if you've heard it, if you shamed it, can you see it? And most of all, can you feel it? Joseph, Yosef. Joseph's brothers get the shock of their lives, when they recognize that the man, this man that they had been confronted by down in the valley, the Nile Valley, down in Egypt, was their disguised brother and disguised and despised. It's so interesting, brothers and sisters, when we are looking at this 11th Torah portion right here, Vayigash, for this Sabbath, for this Shabuah, the revelation of Joseph, the revelation of Joseph to his 11 brothers, and in particular to the 10. And we can say to the 10 brothers, this revelation to the 10 brothers is like the revelation to the 10 lost, found sheep of the house of Israel, who, as those 10 brothers did with Yahwasaf, with Joseph, they hated on Joseph. They despised Joseph. They sought to kill Joseph. They lied on Joseph. yet Yahwasaf, Yosef, rose above that. What I'm seeing right here, brothers and sisters, that I'm looking over this Torah portion, just meditating on why you guys here, this weekly Torah portion, the 11th in our annual Rastafari sabbatical studies and reading and then feedings. And this Shabuah here, I'm looking at the revelation of I and I Rastafari Yahwasaf, I and I Rastafari Joseph, a.k.a. also known as Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley, who we know as, by that baptismal name, Berhane Selassie, the light of the Trinity, the illumination of the Trinity, the illumination of the Elohei Abraham, the Elohei Yitzhak, the Elohei Yaakov, the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, the power of Yaakov, of Jacob, the power of the Trinity. And this is the revelation. Yehuda drew near. And then Yehuda, Yigash, Eliyahu, Yehuda, and then Judah, he came near. Judah came near. He came near to plead, right, to plead for his younger brother, to plead for his father, but also to plead, right, for those lost sheep. You see, who were the lost sheep? It was the brothers. They were lost, right? They were at a loss as to why this man had confronted them so, had accused them in the previous parsha, had accused them of being spies, had accused them of evil, had accused them of evil intent. They're like, we be true men, right? The sons of one father, you know? And the questions, what was up with the questions? They could not, they were at a loss. But the revelation here of Joseph is the revelation of Rastafari, is the revelation of I and I, Rastafari Joseph, is the revelation of Berhane Selassie, a.k.a. also known as Bob Marley. Now, of course, there are some lost, found, lost sheep of the house of Israel, so-called black Hebrews, Hebrew brothers and sisters, right, who deny Berhane Selassie. They don't see that Yahwasaf, that Joseph, and that Benjamin, Ben-Jaman, right, Ben-Jaman, I and I Yosef from Ben-Jaman. So you see the connection, right, in Berhane Selassie, Bob Marley, the connection in J.A., in Jaman, right, in Jamaica, Benjamin, North American so-called Negro, Yehuda. And then Yehuda, Judah, he drew near. So we have the revelation of Joseph. But we still look forward and we still pray for that revelation of Yosef to those ten little niggas. And he said, those 10 little niggases, right? But see, those 10 little niggases, right, or nogases, those 10 little kings, shepherd kings, they had to make obeisance, right? They had to bow down, make obeisance, just like Yosef, just like Yahwasaf had dreamed. Remember? He had dreamed. He told them beforehand that he had a dream. He didn't conceal the dream. He shared the dream with his brothers, with his father, with his mispaka, with the family. But when they heard the dream, you see, that's why the Moshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christus, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, says to I, as he said to the disciples then, he says to us now, take heed, I take heed to how we shama, take heed to how we hear. So it's obvious that when they had heard, right, the Holem, the dream of Yahwasaf, Joseph, all those years ago, right, that they did not hear, right, that they heard, what is this, have ears to hear, you know, they heard it, but they did not understand it, right? Just as they saw the man, right, but they did not perceive that it was Yahwasaf, because all these years, they were holding the secrets and the lies, right? Those secrets and those lies of the 10 tribes. That can be also another point of reasoning. Looking forward to the after the Shabbat, you know, 10 p.m. Saturday, Blog Talk Radio, Discipleship Radio, after the Aliyah, after the reading of the word for this Torah portion, the Aliyah, the rising up to the read and the hearing of the word, to more of the reasonment. Right? So we see that also, you know, within, you know, the 10, looking at the 10, and how the 10 brothers represents significantly from the history to the fulfillment of the prophecy of what would happen to the 10 tribes. So today we have the black Hebrews and many of the black Hebrew and Israelitish camps who also turned their back on and deny I, Rastafari, and I, Rastafari Joseph. Y'all have heard it? Y'all seen the videos? You have heard that, oh, saying all manners of evil with malice, jealousy. When we show them, this is the vision, right? This is the dream. This is the vision of Rastafari. This is the revelation. They seeing see, but do not perceive. They hearing hear, but do not understand. Don't understand, and they have not come to that overstanding. And then Judah came near. Vayigash Elihu Yehuda. And then Judah, Yehuda, representing what? Praise. What does Judah mean? Yehuda, praises. The stretching forth of the Yada. Right, the yada, tawada, yada, stretching forward of the hands. Psalm 68, verse 31. And princes shall come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands. But still, many of the 10, many of those who are of Israel, many of the Hebrews and many of the black Hebrews, seeing see, do not perceive. Just as the 10 brethren, those 10 little neguses, those 10 little kings, nogases, those 10 shepherd kings, those 10 brothers who had to bow, right, to he who was as the king of even these kings, but they did not even know their king. They did not even know their brother, Yosef. The secrets and the lies. Well, in this Torah portion, we get a full disclosure. Yahwasaf, Joseph, gives his brothers, as well as his father, a full disclosure in this Torah portion. Away with the secrets, away with the lies. But first, there needed to be a repentance. But first, there needed to be teshuvah, right? Teshuvah, a change of mind, a repentance, a metanoia. And this is what the man was doing from the very first that he laid eyes after all that time on his jealous, hateful, and envious brothers who sought to take his life. Reminds I and I of the BMW, Bob Marley and the Wailers tune, Black Man's Wagon, Bob Marley and the Wagons. You saw that part about the wagon, we'll touch on that, but the Bob Marley and the Wailers tune, the BMW tune, Ambush, right? Ambush in the night. They shot at him. Right, the prophecy, the blessing of the patriarchs of Yosef. As we are going forward, we're going to come to the deathbed blessings of the tribes. Pay careful heed and attention to that blessing, that baraka. Right? Some say buyaka, we say baraka, that blessing of Yahwazav. That blessing of Joseph, the revelation of Joseph to the 10 lost, found, and some are still lost tribes of Israel, the 10 tribes. So we can also see that Judah, right, and that Israel, that Judah, the tribe of Judah, and the 10 tribes of Israel, that monarchy of David, of great King David, revealed to I and I and we in the person of Garmawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Weep not, Joseph wept. Johannes, John, in Revelation, he wept. And one of the elders saith to me, weep not. Behold, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Yehuda, the root of David, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. The revelation of Joseph to the 10 tribes, or to all of them. But Judah, Yehuda, drew near. Yehuda drew near. Amen, amen. Let's go to the Selah moment, brothers and sisters, as I look forward to the after the Shabbat, you know, to gather together again for this 7th day in this new Western Gentile year, in this 7th
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rasta.
I don't
understand. Well, I am Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition as for the
Lion of the tribe of Judah. That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
Hebrew Israelite brothers is the same differences that they were in the Old Testament Belui Kidan time. Because remember, it was only the tribe of Judah, along with Benjamin, you understand, and a portion of Dan and Levi, who basically acknowledged the monarchy, you understand, of David, you understand, that submitted themselves. Israel did not submit itself, you understand, to the monarchy of David. It was Judah that remained faithful, you understand, to David. But it was Israel, you understand, that turned aside and set up their own worship. And this is what a lot of our Hebrew Israelite brothers have done today. And that's why they reproach Ethiopia.
Real Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty.
To explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian. To explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian. To understand. could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still and know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come up, come and say it loud, make me hear what them have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God? Well, God come black.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, Bob.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, but listen, you know, a lot of people...
Midrash, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet. Hear a Midrash study on today's daily psalm, the theme greetings in the temple, greetings in the Hekal, HaHekal, Hekalo, in Jah temple. Hear, Mizmor Kof, Lamed Dalet. Psalm CXXXIV. Here, Shema Yisrael. Sima, Rastafari. Here, a Midrash. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Here. Shir Ha Ma'elot. Song of ascent, a song of degrees. Shir Hama'elot. Sune Barku et Yahuwah. Call of day Yahuwah. Ha'omdim Bebeit Yahuwah. Ba'leilot. Behold. Hine. Behold. Barku. Bless your Barku. Et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, bless Jehovah, all ye servants of Jehovah, call of day Yahuwah, who by night stand in the house of Jehovah, ha omdim bebeit Yahuwah, ba leilot. Hear the Aleph verse here, the opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet. Shir
Tama Elot. Nay Barku Ati Yahuwah Kol Abdei Yahuwah Ha'omdima Bebeita Yahuwah Ba'Leilot. What is the intention of the phrase here, here, here in the Aleph verse of Psalm 134? What is the intent of the phrase Ba'Leilot? Ba'Leilot, Ba'Leilot, by night, in the night seasons, Ba'Leilot. It identifies, said Rav Yohanan, the Talmudim, the disciples of the Chachamim, of the Chacham, of the wise, who occupy themselves with Torah, who occupy themselves with Torah at night. Ba'Leilot, of whom Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, says, I shall reckon it for them as if they occupy themselves with the priest service in the house of Jehovah. Be'Beit Yahuwah, Be'Beit Yahuwah. Hear, hear, hear. The intent of the phrase Ba'Leilot, by night, Ba'Leilot, in the night season, identifying, as said by Rav Yohanan, the disciples of Talmudim, of the Chacham Chachamim, of the wise who occupy themselves with Torah, John's direction instructions, Ba'Leilot, at night, in the night seasons, of whom Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim says, I shall reckon it for them as if they occupy themselves with the priest service, the HaKohen, the Kohen Avoda, in the Beit Yahuwah, in the house of Jehovah. And Solomon sent to Huram, the king of Tyre, saying, behold, I am about to build a house for the name of Yahuwah Elohai Haileai, he who be, who he be, my power, my source, to dedicate, to livicate it to him, and to burn before him incense, ishens of sweet spices. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. This is an ordinance for Iva to Yisrael. And here, 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 here from 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, the full of full. Vayishlach Shlomo el Huram HaMelech el Tzor Lemor, Kaasher Asita Aima David Abi. ותשלח לו ארזים לבנות לו וית לשבת בו. Here, here, here. 2 Chronicles chapter 2, full of full of verse 3. And Solomon sent to Huram, king of Tyre, Melech Tzor, saying, as thou, I this deal with David, with Dawid, Abi, David, my father, and this send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein. So deal, even so deal with me, even so deal with I. Hear, 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 Hebraically, Huram, Huram is the same as Hiram, Hiram, Huram. Here, 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 Huram. Shlomo sent to Huram. Here in the manuscripts, read Huram. There is a Yod Wow, Yod Wow. Some say Hebraically the Yod Wow confusion or the Yod Wow incidences linguistically. Here, 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 full of full of the third verse. Vayishlach Shlomo el Huram Melech Tzor Lemor, Ka'asha Asita Ima David Abi, Vatishlach Loa Razima Libnota Lawa Bayita La Sheveta Lo. And here in the KJV, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 4, for the second part of this quote here. Behold, I build an house to the name of Yahuwah, my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual shew bread, and for the burnt offerings morning and evening, on the Sabbath, and on the new moon, and on the solemn feasts of Yahuwah Eloheinu, of Jehovah Einai Pao Eloheinu. This is an ordinance forever to Yisrael. Hear, the quote here in the Midrash, the 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, here in the KJV, corresponding with 2 Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 3 to 4, and hear, Shema Yisrael, hear the fourth verse. Hine ani avone bayita l'shem Yahuwah Elohai lehakdish lahu lehakdira le'afanav k'toret ha'samim u'ma'ireket tamid ve'olot la'boker ve'la'erev la'shabbatot ve'lechodashim u'le'mo'edei Yahuwah Eloheinu le'olam zot al Yisrael. Zot al Yisrael. This is an ordinance. This for Yisrael forever. This for either to Yisrael. Rab Gidiel said the name of Rab. The words, this is an ordinance forever. Hear. Hebraically, Zot. This, she. This, Zot. All Yisrael. This is on Yisrael. This is on Yisrael le'olam. Le'olam forever zot. Forever this. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Le'olam zot al Yisrael. Forever le'olam zot. This she. All upon Yisrael. All Yisrael. This is an ordinance forever. This alludes to HaMizbeach, to the altar, built in Shemaimah. Besides that, Mikael, the great guardian Melaach, angel, stands and brings an offering. But Rav Yochanan maintained these words refer to the Talmudim of the Hakam, the Hakamim. These words refer to the disciples of the wise, who occupy themselves with the Torah, the laws, direction, instruction of the Kohanim, of HaKohen, of the priest Avodah, priestly service, and of whom Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, the power, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim says, I will reckon it for them as if in their days the Beit Yahuwah, the house of Jehovah, were still standing. Lift up your hands and bless your Jehovah. Hear. The Beit verse, the second verse here in today's Mizmor, today's psalm, today's chant, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134, hear, the Beit verse. Lift up your hands, put your hands up, lift up your hands and bless your Jehovah, hear, full of verse. Su'u Yidechem Kodesh. Uvarku eti Yahuwah. Full of verse. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary, to the Kodesh, Ubarku et Yahuwah, and bless your Jehovah. Ubarku, 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 all your blessed Jehovah. 10 observances are prescribed for the cup, hakos, for the chalice, that is used during the bracha, the blessing of grace after meals. One of them being that a man lift up hakos, lift up the chalice with both hands. Minyanim, and the proof? According to Rav Chanina Bar Kappa, it is the verse right here, here, here. Su yitekem kodesh ubarku et Yahuwah. It is the verse right here, here, here. Lift up your hands. Su yitekem. Your hands. Yitekem, yitekem. Su, su, lift up. Su yidekem, lift your hands up, lift your hands up, and uvarku, 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 and bless y'all, u and barku, barku, bless y'all, et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, bless Jehovah. And here, 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 Midrash, a Midrash note connected with the blessing, the bracha, the blessing of grace after meals. Here, 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 a Midrash note on the blessing of grace after meals. So here, here, in the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, it says the 10 practices are listed in Barakot, Barakot, Barakot Bavli, Barakot 51A. The 10 practices are listed in Barakot. 10 observances are prescribed for Hakos, the kos, the chalice that is used during the Baraka of grace after meals. One of them being that a man lift up Hakos, the chalice, with both hands. Minyanim, and the proof, according to Rav Chanina Bar Papa, it is the verse, the bait verse here, the second verse of Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet of Psalm 134. Su yidekem, lift up your hands. Su, lift y'all up. Yidekem, 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 yidekem. Lift up yidekem, the Aydan Yad, yidekem. Kodesh, the sanctuary, to the sanctuary. Ubarku, and bless your Et Yahuwah, Et Yahuwah, and bless your Jehovah. Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Simeon ben Pazi taught a Kohen, a priest, who has not washed his hands, must not lift up his palms. His palms to give the priest bracha, the priest blessing. For it is said, here, 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 today's psalm, this bait, the second verse, here's what Rav Shimon ben Pazi brought out. Wash your hands. It is said, wash your hands and bless ye Yahuwah. Wash your hands. So here the reading, instead of lift up your hands, su yidekem kodesh ubarku et Yahuwah, here Rav Shimon ben Pazi brought out that a priest who has not washed his hands must not lift up his palm, the cup, right, the cup, kapai, cup, cup, the cup, the palms, to give Ha Kohen Braka, to give the priest blessing. For it is said, bringing out, instead of lift up your hands, Rav Shimon brings out, wash your hands and bless your Jehovah. From this verse here that reads, Su Yidekema Kodeshu Barku Et Yahwa, and here and another midrash. No, the commentator here evidently interprets the verb nasa from which su as an imperative command word to say to you all, lift up. Nasa means to lift up. So the commentator evidently interprets the verb nasa to lift up in the sense of the verb natal, that in post-biblical Hebrew Yehudit may mean either to lift up, or to wash. So instead of su, right, to lu, wash your hands. There are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on an other. There are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately with the yawn upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately with the yawn, immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. For it is written even in Vayikra, in Leviticus chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, it is written, and he shall lay his hand up on the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock before Jehovah. And here, Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 1, here verse 4, and the first part of verse 5 right here, for this quote concerning the slaughtering of the animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. For it's written, here, V'samach yado al rosha ha'ola, V'nirtza la'ua l'chapir alav, V'shachat et ben ha'bakara lifnei Yahuwah. Here, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering. V'samach yado al rosh ha'ola, upon the head of the offering. Al upon rosh, the rosh, ha'ola. And it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. V'nirtah la'u le'chapir alayo, and it shall be accepted when nirta la'u for him, la'u le'chapir atonement alayo for him, alayo with shachat, and he shall slaughter v'shachat et ben ha'bakar, and he shall kill, shall slay the bullock, the ben, the son of Tabakar, of the ox. He shall slay the bullock lifnei Yahuwah, in the presence before lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. With samak yado al rosh ha'ola, with nirta la'u lekapir alayo, with shachat aeta ben ha'bakar lifnei Yahuwah. That is one of the three occasions that require one action to follow immediately with the yawin upon another. Here, secondarily, the bracha, the blessing over the bread must be said immediately with the yawinu, immediately after the rite of washing the hands. For it is said here, bringing out the alternative reading here from today's psalm, Mizmor of Lamed Dalet, Psalm 134, debate the second verse, Su Yedekem, Su Yedekem, Barku et Yahuwah, wash your hands. So instead of the Nasa, we have Natal, Natal, Elu, 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 Yedekem, wash, wash your hands. U Barku et Yahuwah, et Adonai, and bless Adonai. The 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, the standing prayer that's also called the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benediction, the 18 blessings, must be said with the Yahweh immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption. And here, Midrash reference the APB, the Authorized Prayer Book, for the section where the 18 benedictions must be said immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption. For it is said, even in the 19th Psalm, Psalm 19, Hebraically, the 15th verse, let may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, the I, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. And just to note in the KJV, for the King James English readers, it'll be Psalm 19, verse 14. But Hebraically, in the Hebrew, we have Psalm 19, Mizmor Yod 8, Psalm 19, hear, 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 the 15th verse. Yehiyu liratzon naim reifi vehegyon libi lefanecha Yahuwah tzuri vegoali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation, the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee. Yehiyu, Yehiyu, may they be le ratzon, acceptable. Yehiyu le ratzon, imre fi, imre, the words, amar le imre fi of my mouth. Yehiyu le ratzon imre fi we hegion, and the iditation, the hegion, 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 and the iditation, libi, libi of my heart, we hegiona libi, lifaneka, before thee, in the eye face, in the eye presence, in the eye perception, Yahuwah tzuri, we goali, hear, 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 O Jehovah, my rock, Yahuwah, Suri, Suri, my sword, my sword, Suri, my rock, we goali, we goali, and my redeemer. Yehiyu leratzon imreifi, we hegion libi lefaneka, Yahuwah, Suri, we goali. And what does scripture go on to say? What does scripture go on to say? Even in Mizmor Kaf, the 20th Psalm, Psalm XX, the next Psalm after Psalm 19, scripture goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah, answer thee, I, in the day of trouble. Here, 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 Hebraically, the Beit verse of Psalm 20, the second verse in the Hebrew, corresponding to the first verse in the King James Version. Ya'anka, Yahuwah, b'yom tzara. Ya'anka, Ya'anka, Yahuwah. Answer the eye, O Jehovah. He will answer the eye. He who be, will answer the eye. Ya'anka, 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 Yahuwah. B'yom, in the day, tzara. The Yom Tzara, in the day of Tzara, in the day of trouble, tightness, anxiety, constriction, in the day of trouble, Ya'an Kai Yahuwah, the Yom Tzara. Rav Jose Bar Bun taught, when a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces habraka, the blessing, the bracha, over the bread, immediately after the washing of his hands, Hasatan, Satan, the enemy, the adversary, the opposer, will bring no accusation. Hasatan will bring no accusation against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, immediately, Ben Regga, Wadiyawanu, immediately, after the Braka, the blessing of redemption, Hasatan, Satan, will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. And here, final Midrash note here, pointing to the Midrash on the previous Psalm, Psalm 4, Mizmor Dalet, at the ninth section, 4.9, and just here, just to fulfill right here, is a section here, and just zooming in right here, connected with the verse from Psalm 4, commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. The verse means we are taught that a man reciting Ha Shema, the Shema, in the Knesset, in the Mikorab, the Moed, in the synagogue, the meeting place, in the Boker, the morning, has done what he ought. But in the Erev, in the Ha-Erev, in the evening, though he has recited Ha Shema, the Shema, in the synagogue, in the Moed, in the meeting place, in the Knesset, he has not done what he ought unless he recited again at home in his bed. Lamaze, why this? In order to drive the Shadim, demons, klipot, away from Habayit, away from the house. And here, looking at the fourth Midrash in this section, fulfilling today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Dalet, it has some notes just to share here. I are also taught that after a man concludes the blessing of redemption, that begins with the words in the Seder, true and firm. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf, but must go on immediately. He must go on immediately, Ben Regga, with the Yawinu, immediately, Yah. He must go on immediately, here, with the Shemona Esrei, with the 18 benedictions, the 18 blessings, with the Amida, with the standing prayer. Now, here's the note. This portion of the service that is made up of 18 benedictions is also known as tefillah, prayer, or Amida, standing. So this portion of the Avodah, the service that is made up of 18 benedictions, thus the Shemona Esrei. The Shemona Esrei is also known as Tefillah, prayer, or Amida, standing. Now, this teaching applies, however, only to the blessing, the Bracha of redemption of the morning service.
for Rav Ze'era, said the name of Rav Abba Bar Yeremiah, Jeremiah Ermes. There are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon his rosh, his head. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands. And the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must be said immediately after the bracha, after the blessing of redemption. The blessing of redemption. Just to seal this up right here is interesting, because there's both the blessing, the blessing at the washing of the hand, and the blessing over the bread also are found in the Siddur, the Yehudi Siddur book, the prayer book as well. And here, the last verse of Psalm 19 and the opening verse of Psalm 20 is also sealed up here in the Midrash, where it says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. Yehiyu l'ratzonim reifia ve'hegyon libi lefanecha, Yahuwah tzuria ve'goali. And then the first verse, proper verse, it would be the second verse in Hebrew, but the verse in Psalm 20, beginning Psalm 20, Ya'anka Yahuwah b'yom tzara, Jehovah answer the eye in the day of trouble. Here the Midrash note from Mizmor Dalet, here in the section of Mizmor Dalet 4.9 of the Midrash, the study, the phrase Goali, 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 my Redeemer, is taken as an allusion to the Bracha of redemption. And the phrase Yahuwah Jehovah hear thee or answer thee, Ya'anka Yahuwah, Ya'anka, 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 to answer. Actually from to Anna, Anna, to answer, Ya'anka Yahuwah Jehovah hear thee or answer the eye. In the next verse is taken as alluding and as an allusion to the Shemona Esrei, that are prayers of petition. Prayers of petition. Yehiyu l'ratzonim reifia ve'hegyon libi lefanecha, Yahuwah tzuria ve'goali, Ya'anka Yahuwah b'yom tzara, Yisagevka Shem Elohe Yaakov.
Psalm 134. Behold, bless ye the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
All ye servants of the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
The Lord.
Yah! Yah! Yah!
That made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. 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 Psalm 134.
מזמור קוף למדלת שיר המעלות.
Behold,
הנה,
bless ye, bless ye, bless ye the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Barakhu et Adonai, 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 Adonai.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Kol avde Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Which by night stand in the house of the Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai. Ha'omedim bevet Adonai ballelot, ballelot, ballelot.
Lift up your hands in the sanctuary.
Se'u yedechem kodesh.
And bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. 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 Out of Zion.
مزمور متو سلاسة مش بكن متو سلاسة يما ارق مزمور انهو اكزيابيرن باركو باملاكا چمبيتا الدبابا وچمتكومو انان تا يكزيابير باريا وچولاتشو بلي ليت ببيتا مكرسوس قجو چاچون انسو اكزيابيرن باركو سماين النامدرن يسرى اكزيابير كسيوني بارك
קוף למדל את שיר המעלות הנה ברכו את אדוני כל עבדי אדוני העומדים בבית אדוני בלילות שאו ידיכם קודש וברכו את אדוני יברכך אדוני מציון עושה שמיים וארץ you